The Five Secrets of a Phenomenal Business, Chapter 1.
The greatest business lesson I ever learned is that my business exists for one reason and one reason only. And your business exists for the same reason. The one and only reason your business exists is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. The everyday demands of a business can have a dramatic impact on your personal life. The good news, no, the phenomenal news, is that the impact can be positive. The impact on your life from your business doesn't have to be negative. The impact can be positive. So the first step toward a phenomenal business is to understand why it exists, to enhance your life, to be that vehicle that takes your life from where it is right now to where you want to go. You went into business for yourself because you had a dream. You had a dream of working for yourself and having more free time, but then you get stuck in the constant demands of the business. Before too long, you're enslaved by it. The key is design your life goals first. In my first published book, Seven Secrets of a Phenomenal Life, I share that the acronym LIFE stands for living in freedom every day. There's no freedom in being a slave to your business. There's no freedom in being broken in debt. You must have a vision for what freedom looks like to you. One of the tools we use is the Wheel of Life that has the seven core areas of life. You rate yourself on the seven areas on a scale of 1 to 10. You assess your life as it is now and compare each area to what you want it to look like in the future. If you don't have a clear vision for the life you want, you won't build the right kind of business. You must get the fact that your business works for you. You don't work for the business. The business is a vehicle to help you live out your life goals. It is the vehicle that you have chosen. You design the business to facilitate your personal life goals. Don't get me wrong. You'll still work just as hard. And if you don't have money, like I didn't have money, you may have to invest more sweat equity than you ever imagined to get where you need it to be. You may have to work long and hard in the beginning. But if you design your life goals first and build your business around that vision, you'll avoid being a slave to your business. Your business will add to your life instead of taken away from it. Your business will give you freedom rather than enslaving you. When I first read The E-Myth Revisited, I finally understood how to stop being a slave to my business. Michael Gerber talks about the primary aim, as he calls it. When you design a compelling, purposeful, phenomenal picture for your life and design your business around your life goals, you'll approach your business with more purpose and passion and direction. You'll then have a compelling reason to build it. With a compelling vision for your life, you're willing to learn what you need to learn and, more importantly, implement the things that you need to implement. The other side of the proverbial coin is that your personal habits also have a dramatic impact on your business. To grow a phenomenal business, you've got to become a phenomenally successful person with positive habits. Just knowing how to build a business is not enough. I encourage you to read my book, Seven Secrets of a Phenomenal Life, to discover how to have a phenomenal life.